Alive with worship. Will we be alive with worship tomorrow morning when you go to work, go to school, when whatever you do on a Monday morning? Well, we're going to think about, as I said, the mustard seed and the yeast this morning, and there should be something hopefully on the screen. Yes, from small beginnings. Thinking about, head to spring really, small beginnings. Things shoot up through the ground, don't they? If I was to go, this is not going to work now, is it? Oh, it is. Who's into boxing? What comes next after flyweight? Anybody got a clue? Bantamweight. And after bantamweight comes?
Nope.
Featherweight. And after featherweight comes? Lightweight. Correct. And next is? Welterweight. And then next is? Middleweight. And then heavyweight. And then? Super heavyweight, that's probably me. Super heavyweight. And so we go on to the next one. And if we were to think about noise, and we began with whisper, what's after whisper, do you think? Oh, Henry, do you know, murmur is correct. And after murmur, so it happens in the office, that after murmur comes whisper, murmur, speak. And after speak comes shout, what I'm Rick, and after shout comes, pardon Stephen, no, bellow, somebody said bellow, whoever that was, bellow, and after bellow comes, scream. Apparently there was lots of shouting at the end of the wedding, John, had you pronounced them husband and wife, and they went, yes, trying to beat the Portman Road down the road, aren't we, they're fantastic. And if we think about fire, now we're not going to start a fire, but after spark comes, not quite. You get a flicker, thank you. And after flicker comes flame. And after flame comes fire. And after fire comes, not quite, a blaze. I'm making this up as I go along. And after blaze comes an inferno. So you can try and imagine that. And we're keeping going. Now wind. I don't like wind very much. I do like baked beans, but not wind. Anyway, draft. After draft comes breeze. Well done, whoever said breeze. After breeze comes wind. Oh, not quite. Wind. We get ordinary wind after that. After wind comes blowing a gale. And after blowing a gale comes, not quite, storm. And who said hurricane? Correct. Hurricane comes next. Each sequence, you see, reminds us how something originally very small can swiftly grow into something very large. Last one. We think about water, and we begin with a spring. What comes next? Anybody got a clue? A beck. And then comes a stream. And then comes a river. And then comes... Who said that? Fantastic. School teacher, estuary, and after estuary comes the sea. So little things growing bigger. An insignificant whisper can develop into an ear-piercing scream. A tiny spring on a mountainside can become a mighty river. And albeit unlikely, a flyweight boxer or wrestler could in time, having eaten a lot, develop into a super heavyweight. Minute beginnings can lead to disproportionately, sometimes, huge endings. And that's what Jesus said to his disciples. We're going to hear about in a moment in a reading which Daniel's going to read to us. We may not see much in the way of signs of his kingdom around us, but we may feel that there is a little we can do to bring it into being, into coming too. But that is thinking in human terms rather than in God's understanding. A word here, an act there, anything we might imagine impossible, God can bring about. He's able to work the small and bring it to the big, just like a spring can become the sea. Never underestimate what God can do with you at school, in your class, what he can do with you at work, with you down the shops this coming week. Nothing is impossible to God. Never underestimate or underrate what your life and witness can achieve in his service. What can I do? What can I do to make the rest of my life serviceable to God, well, go out there onto your front lines and be that little spring, because God can use you to bring about the huge river, estuary, and sea. It may not seem much to you, but with God, when we offer it in faith, and more, it is enough, and much more than that. He can use what is enough to make something grand in his order of things. Now, Daniel is going to read us. Do you want to? Can Daniel read from the lectern, and then we'll sing our next two songs? Thanks.
The parable of the mustard seed. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man takes a mustard seed and sows it in his field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows up, it is the biggest of all plants. It becomes a tree, so the birds come and make their nest in its branches. The parable of the yeast. Jesus told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A woman takes some yeast and mixes it with a bushel of flour until the whole batch of dough rises.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Daniel, very much. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Just before we sing that next song, hold your hands out in front of you as you stand. We've asked God to set our hearts on fire. And if you're anything like me, my heart and my face sometimes becomes a flicker. And we thought about how a fire can grow. So in the stillness, Lord, we ask that for each one of us, whatever we face this coming week, by the power of your Spirit, you will enable us and fill us with your power. We can do nothing without you, because we want to see your kingdom come. Lord, make us lighthouses wherever you call us this coming week to shine your light into this dark world, we ask in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. We're going to sing our second song. Thanks. Loading the dough with life, based on Matthew chapter 13. Thank you.
Now, do you remember what I told you?
I think so.
Well, do you remember what I said about the yeast?
Yes, you said it wasn't necessary to use a lot of it in bread making.
Do you remember why?
No, I can't.
You know, that bread dough on the table looks like a lump of solid stuff. But when the bread comes out of the oven, it has a light texture.
When you slice up a loaf, it looks as if it's got lots of air holes in it.
That's it exactly. It does have air holes in it. I used yeast to put them there.
How does that work?
Well, the yeast is a type of fungus. It's actually living, not like flour. When I add yeast to my bread dough, the yeast ferments by making tiny bubbles of carbon dioxide gas. The gas causes the dough to rise and make it light.
So that's why bread has holes in it?
Yes. It's also why Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven was like yeast.
Is the kingdom of heaven full of holes then?
No. But just like a small amount of yeast will work its way through a large amount of dough, so people who follow Jesus have affected every area of our lives. That's why Jesus told his parable.
How do you mean?
Well, in our country, schools, hospitals, caring for the poor and sick, the fight for better working conditions, the right to a fair trial, banning slavery, aid for people overseas, and giving safe homes for people escaping from persecution were all started by Christians.
But wasn't that because there were always lots of Christians in this country?
Not really. Remember the parable of the yeast?
You mean just as only a little yeast is needed to make the dough rise, so only a few Christians are needed to make a difference to where they live?
That's right, provided the Christians are alive.
You mean like the yeast?
Yes.
But how do Christians stay alive?
By believing what God says to them through the Bible and his Holy Spirit, and not just hearing what God says, but actually doing it as well.
You mean by living like Jesus?
Yes. Christians do great things, not because they are in great numbers, but because they serve a great God.
Now, I have with me here, and again, parents, if you're here and you don't mind your child licking their finger and putting it in the mustard seed. I went to Sainsbury's, Tesco's, Morrison's. I couldn't get it.
And I thought, I'm just going to try the Norwich Road. First shop I went into, yes, we have some mustard seed. So I have some mustard seed here, and I've got some yeast. Who's ever seen what yeast looks like? Have you ever made any bread? Hands up if you ever made, Philip, are not allowed, whoever made any bread. Okay, so you know what yeast is like. Maybe little ones don't know what yeast is like. You can come and have a look at it. Don't stick your finger in the yeast, but if you want to stick your finger, if you don't mind germs, parents, health and safety alert, do stick your finger, lick it first, and pick up some mustard seed. Maybe Jackie could supervise that for me. The white stuff is the yeast. And if anybody would like some yeast to take home as a reminder, I have some packets which I'll leave at the back for you. But help yourself, lick your fingers. Adults, if you want to lick your finger and come down and try some mustard seed, you're more than welcome. Can I have the picture on the screen, please? There should be. Yes, here we go. Two things that might be familiar to... Oh, dear. Not very nice. Sorry, Tammy. Tiny mustard seeds. They are very tiny. There might be some left. I'll leave them at the back and you can see what they're like if you don't know what they like. The smallest seeds. Oh dear, they're running away now into the toilet. Oh dear me, what have I done? Both are very small. Yeast and mustard seed. But they're used by Jesus in what Daniel read to us in that passage from Matthew 13 to describe what the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus said, and I'll remind you again, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it's the smallest of seeds, when it grows, it's the largest of garden plants, becoming a tree so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. What can we learn from the mustard seed, apart from it not being very nice and you have to run into the toilet? Well, we are never too small. And children, this goes for you as well as us adults. We're never too small to be important in God's eyes and for him to use us. We've sung songs about that, which alone hath kindly picked to fit our service. You and I may be small in our own eyes, but we can help to grow the kingdom of God where we are. So that's the mustard seed, and I'll bring those to the back, and please do have a look at the mustard seeds. Are you feeling better now? Yes, jolly good. You may not be familiar with yeast, some of you. Stick your hand up again if you ever made bread. Be brave. Oh, quite a few. Hands up if you never made bread. Oh, some of us. Jolly good. Thank you for keeping me company. When you take a tiny amount of yeast and mix it with water, flour, salt, and a bit of sugar, apparently it spreads through that mixture and produces the dough that you can see on the screen that gives you big, soft, delicious loaves of bread. Who likes fresh bread? I put my hands in the air. Lovely. If you're gluten-free, Russ, you still have bread, don't you? Yes, but gluten-free, as many people do. Fantastic, thank you. The yeast has an effect on everything just from one tiny piece. That's what the yeast looks like if you haven't looked at it in the bowl at the front. That's what Jesus wants you and me to be and do this coming week and in our lives. Change the world around us by getting stuck in there and making it better. We heard in the drama, hospitals, hospices, slavery, all the way Christians have made a difference. And little ones, you can make a difference in your class at school. We can make a difference in the office or wherever we work or down the shops or in our neighbourhood. We can make that difference. The ministry of Jesus started with 12 men in an obscure corner of Galilee, but it spread throughout the world. You get the point? It spread throughout the world. Like a small amount of yeast affects the entire loaf of bread, the disciples of Jesus have affected the entire world. And you, if you trust Jesus with your life today, are a disciple of Jesus and can do the same. Forget about the horrible mustard seed. Think about the yeast and you can make a big difference. The nature of yeast is to grow and to change. Remember that bit. Forget the rest I've said. The nature of yeast is to grow and to change from the inside out. Does that remind you of what Jesus asks of your life and mine? To grow and change from the inside out. As the gospel changes lives, it changes the entire world. You may be small, but like the mustard seed,
and the yeast, you're important in the kingdom of heaven. Those little words on the right there, Bishop Martin said at Rural Dean's Day, look, this growing in God vision we have for the diocese, we're to follow. We're to learn to live more deeply as disciples and to go out and proclaim the good news. So remember that yeast changes from the inside out and grows. That can be you and me with Jesus in our lives. And we're to go out to follow, to live more deeply as disciples and to proclaim the good news. Before we think about our intercessions, let's just be still for a moment and I'll say a little prayer. Father, help us to remember this morning as we think about mustard seed and yeast that size is not important in your kingdom. You can use even the smallest congregation, the smallest person of us to grow the kingdom and make the change to the world around us. Thank you for that, because you give us your power of the Holy Spirit to help us to grow and to change and to change your world. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, hopefully, as the band might want to come back up and join us, we're not going to sing a song just yet, but you should all have one of these, hopefully, and a pen or a pencil. Maybe somebody in the band could give those out, so you've all got one of those. Thank you, if you can share that round. You should have a little bookmarky kind of thing and a pen or a pencil. And for our intercessions today, we're going to say a prayer in a moment as we think of the persecuted church at this particular time. But we're also going to think a little bit about, and there should be another slide on the screen, hopefully. Yes. Where can you be salt and yeast? I've slipped salt in here as well. And who is the one person you can pray for to find hope in Jesus? Now, don't look at the bread. It's very tempting, I know, to look at the bread and to feel your tummy rumbling and your mouth watering, if you're anything like me. But I want you just for a moment to think about those two questions. Where can you be salt? Maybe where can you be yeast or the mustard seed tomorrow? And just write down where that might be. It might be at work. It might be at school, in your classroom, with your husband or wife or your family. And then, this is the challenge. One person you can pray for to find hope in Jesus. It may be somebody who's sad, maybe somebody in your class who's sick or struggling with things, somebody who's depressed or unhappy. So two things I want you to write on the back of that card if you have it, if you'd like to. Where can you be salt or mustard seed or yeast? And who's the one person? So about half a minute to write those two things down. I'm going to ask you to take that away with you. But half a minute to write them down, to think and ask God to show you who you can pray for and where you can make a difference and bring change. So hopefully you've thought of one person. It doesn't matter if you write more than one down, actually, at all. But if you can think of one person and one situation, one place where you can make a difference as being God's yeast or mustard seed this coming week, then I'm going to say a prayer, and I'd like you in your mind to mention that place and that person as I say a prayer. And the children are still thinking, I think, but that doesn't matter. Think of something. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the little things like yeast, which makes lovely bread, and the mustard seed, which can turn into a huge tree in which birds can sit and sing and find safety and comfort. Lord, help us to think about where we can be your yeast and mustard seed and salt this coming week. And Lord, we pray for that situation where you put us, maybe tomorrow, that you'll help us to be your mustard seed or yeast in that situation, to bring about hope and light and change for good. And Lord, we pray for the person we've written down or thought about that we want to pray for this morning. The person we want to find hope in Jesus, whatever it is they're facing. Just in your heart, name them before God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you hear our prayer when we offer it to you in all honesty. And we pray that you will hear our prayer for this person that we've named before you. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen. And another prayer, as we think about this time, when we think about the work of Open Doors and Christian solidarity, praying for Christians around the world who struggle to be a seed or yeast in their society. Lord, we pray for those who suffer in your name all over the world, our brothers and sisters, who share the same great gift of salvation in Jesus, but who face injustice, oppression, and maybe even death because they love you. Hear our prayer for them. Never leave them. Be their fortress. Be their strength and shield, we pray, whatever they face. Protect them. Give them guidance and wisdom at all times and hope for the future. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. So I would love it if you could put those in a pocket. You can fold them up, take them with you. And this week, if you forget everything else I've said or we've sung or thought about, have a look at that mustard seed story. Take it with you where you're going to be tomorrow and ask God to help you bring growth and change wherever it is, whether it's in the classroom, at work, in your neighbourhood, in your family.